As one approaches Bor Town, stagnant water is obvious throughout Jonglei State, as the area remains a hotspot for floods, which spare no one, including persons living with disabilities, who struggle more than others. The non-profit Light for the World is training 19 people living with disabilities, including government officials, on climate adaptation measures. Ahmed Mabut Ajit, who has a physical disability, says despite having a tricycle to reach out to persons with disabilities, she still finds it tough to move across Bor Town.
We are really face a lot of challenges on this flooding issues. For example, I use a motorbike and this motor rolling could not move through the water. And also to my colleague whom I visit them and train them to know the right as a people living with disability in our village, Hanyidi, they are more suffering because they cannot move. They cannot go to where people are because of mobility device. Some of them are inside the house and flooding affecting them. Even others are dying now because of this flooding.
Grace Kwekur says the warning from officials on expected floods brings back memories of last year this time.
My home now is flooding. A lot of water entering in my room. Everywhere I cannot manage. If you have a relative, some people they carry you in that boat and then they take you to where there is no flooding. But right now we hear the flood is coming even everywhere. So I don't know where we are going to.
Philip Mabior, a resident of Bor Town, says persons with disabilities in Jonglei State need help to overcome challenges during rainy seasons.
We want frequent radio talk show to be carried out so that people are aware about whatever is going on in the community. Because some of them, they like some device for communications, like telephones. But when through the radio, they can even hear from the neighbors. And sometimes also, we want them to be given assistance of non-food item like a shelter plastic. Because when they go to other safe areas, they become homeless.
Majok John works for the non-profit Light for the World. He says his group is not able to operate in all the county's villages because of funding challenges. John says his group is providing mobility devices, wheelchairs, tricycles, walking sticks, white canes and temporary shelters to people with disabilities.
The reason I'm making this training on climate adaptation is to make persons with disabilities actively participating in society without barriers. Light for the World is not only doing one thematic area. Light for the World in Bor currently is also empowering women with disabilities and also economically. They give them support to also be resilient when it is in the face of flooding, they become active.
Daniel Chuey Kwey, a county civil administrator in Bor, says the lack of funding is to blame for government's slow reaction to the needs of persons with disabilities.
The town mayor is now implementing the haulage of the water to the river, but the fund that has given by the Netherlands through the IOM is now over. So the government remains vulnerable. As per now, the president governor of Jonglei State, who is deputy governor, they have not prepared. They make the task force, the flood management committee at a high level, and they are moving in the six counties in Jonglei State that has been affected.
Light for the World says an estimated 1.2 million people with disabilities in South Sudan are often invisible when crises hit. Meteorologists estimate more than 5.4 million people are expected to live in flood-affected areas across South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Bor, Jonglei State.